PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with me today on this, the last show for the month of November. And we have one more regular show before we start our Christmas programs. And I have to tell you, it's the same thing every year. Even though November is just a few days away, I still don't feel very Christmassy yet. Even though all the stores here in Taipei have already started putting up their Christmas decorations. And there's an absolutely stunning Christmas tree again in the Taipei main station, which is the main train station. Huge. It must be, I would say, 10 or 11 meters tall. And in many areas of Taipei, of course, the decorations are up and Christmas music is blaring, and some places started a little bit early, I have to say. September. Yes, September. It's a little bit too early for me. In a week would be the perfect timing. So we actually do have a little Christmas music today because I promised it last week, so we have some of that coming up. Only one. I don't want to wear you out too much. There are, of course, a number of radio stations that are already in the Christmas format of playing Christmas music over and over. And I do have a... I was going to play it this... No. We will play it this week. Then I will play two this week. All right? An interesting Christmas song. Quite funny, actually. And we'll tell you a bit more about that later on in the program. We're going to begin today with Taiwan singer Sandy Lam with the song Always You.
Yeah.
Taiwan singer Sandy Lam with Always You, beginning today's edition of the program. Well, last Sunday, I wasted approximately 2 hours and 28 minutes. Now, that doesn't seem like long. In fact, the 2 hours and 28 minutes seem more like 6 hours and 28 minutes. And that's because I went to see the latest 007 film, Spectre, starring Daniel Craig. Now, as I've mentioned before in the past, I am a big fan of James Bond. I've seen all the films. I've heard a number of the radio productions that were done in the 1950s in South Africa for Springbok Radio. I've seen the 1950s television special that aired on CBS with an American actor by the name of Barry Nelson, who played James Bond and also starred Peter Lorre as Le Chiffre in a television production of Casino Royale. It's only about an hour long. Very good and very entertaining as well. This latest movie, on the other hand, is, well, how would I put it? Without sounding too critical. Oh, what the hell, I'll be critical then. It's horrible. The only thing I can say, it's absolutely horrible. It is the most un-James Bond movie that I've ever seen. Even the 1967-68 spoof Casino Royale that starred David Niven, John Huston, Peter Sellers, who else? David Niven, a lot of other actors as well. And there were like seven different James Bonds in it. That movie was more James Bond than this one. There were some things, of course, that were missing. First, there was one gadget. How can you have a James Bond movie with one gadget? It was a watch. Yes, it was a watch, and James Bond was attached to a chair. And the heroine grabbed the watch and then blew the bad guy up. Anyway, it just goes on and on and on and on. The car was boring. It was just bad. It was just bad. It was the first ever James Bond movie where I can say I hated it. The first ever. Now, for those who haven't seen it, usually if you're talking about a film on the radio or television, you don't want to spoil it, right? For people who haven't seen it. Well, this is the case. I will spoil it for you because it's a waste of money and it's just a waste of time. If it comes on DVD, when it will, or in the iTunes store, maybe then you'll watch it. But anyway, I'll give you the spoiler. If you don't want to hear it, plug your ears or turn off for a moment. Imagine this. James Bond is there, right? And the bad guy, Ernst Stavro Blofeld, says to him, "I'm your stepbrother." Well, he doesn't use those words, but yeah. So Ernst Stavro Blofeld is James Bond's stepbrother. It's like, what was the... I can't think for the life of me right now, but there's one line where they go, "I am your father." Maybe it's from one of the Austin Powers movies or something like that, or Star Wars or something. Anyway, it's just absolutely, completely ridiculous. It's also the first James Bond movie that I've ever seen that doesn't have a mission. What is the mission? It's just, I don't know. Like I said, it's just a waste of 2 hours and 28 minutes. It seems like longer. Even Pierce Brosnan, who played Bond, said that he didn't like the film. Now, if you have an actor in the past who's played the character of Bond and goes, "Ugh, very Mishevitz," well, something said there. So yes, I would suggest you avoid it like the plague. Now, of course, all the books have been done. And one of the things that I was thinking about, and I'd read, of course, on a number of different blogs everywhere, is, well, the people didn't like the movie. So how about just taking the original books? It could be a book. It could be something like, I don't know, You Only Live Twice, right? Or Diamonds Are Forever. Or For Your Eyes Only, which are fantastic movies. And just do a new version of it. Instead of coming up with a story that's weak and just so un-James Bond. You know, really, just absolutely horrible. Speaking of James Bond, to put me in a better mood right now, we're going to take a listen to one of the theme songs to one of the Bond films. And it's a Bond film that became very popular after it was released. It's the film on Her Majesty's Secret Service that starred George Lazenby and his only role as James Bond. But it's a great movie. It is a fantastic movie directed by Peter Hunt. The theme tune is a great composition by John Barry. There is a Louis Armstrong that is featured in the film. We have all the time in the world. But the recording of James Barry, of John Barry's On Her Majesty's Secret Service is fantastic. And there's another orchestra that also recorded it, which is also a brilliant piece, and uses very early synthesizers from the 1960s. And that's Roland Shaw, who recorded a whole series of albums featuring spy music. This is from the album The World of James Bond Adventure, Roland Shaw and his orchestra, the Sig Tune to On Her Majesty's Secret Service. The theme song to On Her Majesty's Secret Service there performed by Roland Shaw and his orchestra, not the original. The original, of course, was by John Barry. And that's from an album called The World of James Bond Adventure, Roland Shaw and his orchestra, featuring some great music, not just the Sig tunes, but also songs that were featured in various James Bond movies from the 1960s. All right, now I want to take a moment to tell you about our upcoming Christmas programs. Since the 25th of December does not fall on a Sunday, it falls on a Friday. We are doing our Christmas schedule as followed. Next week, the 5th of December, will be a regular program. Then on December the 12th, our pre-Christmas program. And then, sorry, not December the 12th, that's December the 13th. And then on December the 20th, our standard Christmas program. So that's the 13th and 20th. With December the 5th, 6th, not the 5th, being a regular program. Now, we're going to give you a little preview right now of what you can expect on that program. Henry Mancini and a melody, Jingle Bells and Sleigh Ride.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle-ing-a-lingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey. Have a ball, laugh it up, give your all in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray.
It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop.
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy.
When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie,
it'll nearly be like a picture print by Currier and Ice.
These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Let's look at the show.
We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
Just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we.
We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
With you.
It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride with you.
A medley of Christmas classics, Jingle Bells and Sleigh Ride, Henry Mancini and his orchestra. Now, every holiday season, there are humorous Christmas songs that come out. There are some, of course, we can play on this show, and there's others that we can't. There's a very interesting rendition of The 12 Days Before Christmas that I have been very, very, very tempted to play, but cannot for certain language reasons. And no, it's not in a strange language, but there's some language that, well, you wouldn't want to put in a Sunday family show. But if you go online, you can definitely find it. It's on YouTube. It is quite amusing to listen to. There's also other ones as well, like I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Use your imagination on that one because I'm not going to tell you anything more. Now, there is one that came to my attention quite recently, just a few weeks ago. And you have to love the title. You really have to love the title. I Wish I Were Jewish by Terry Christmas. Yes, I wish I were Jewish already by Terry Christmas. Havara Mehebel. We're going to listen to it right now. It's quite amusing. And hopefully you'll get the joke in it. And anybody who knows what Christmas is really about and the reality will definitely find it funny.
I'm so tired of smelling those gingerbread smells. For two whole months, it's endless jingle bells. I think I'm overdosing on holiday cheer. I wish I were Jewish at this time of year. Now don't get me wrong and nail me to the cross. In all the holiday sales, the real meaning gets lost. And that's why I scream. A TV set. Get another credit card, 'cause believe it or not, you're not done. are singing deck the halls, but I'd rather spend my time with matzah balls. So call up the moy, you'll have them cut off my ears. I wish I were Jewish at this time of year. This ain't what the season's supposed to be about. If I see another Santa, I think I'm gonna shout. So toss out the turkey, spin the dreidel, my dear. I wish I were Jewish at this time of year. Shop until do you know how much money I've spent so far? This is crazy. I don't feel right about this. It's not good. Come on, people. Can't you see? Can't you see that we're missing the whole meaning of this? It's December the 24th, and the mall is packed. The shelves are empty. My nerves have cracked, and that's why I'm going meshuggah, my dear. I wish I were Jewish.
He wishes he were Jewish.
I wish I were Jewish.
He wants to be Jewish.
I wish I were Jewish at this time of year.
Terry Christmas, I wish I were Jewish this year. All right. I'm going to try to squeeze that in this program before the end of the year for sure. Don't know on what show, but we definitely have to play it again. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? All right. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is, well, pcjqsl at pcjmedia.com. On January the 26th, I'm heading to Europe again, and we're going to be doing another series of programs, Happy Station European Tour. And we had, the last time we did it, which was not that long ago, a big response from the show that we did from Germany, more specifically from East Berlin, or what used to be known as East Berlin. So the show that we're going to be doing is going to be called Happy Station Goes GDR, the German Democratic Republic. Yes, the sights and sounds of the former GDR. And that should be a lot of fun. There's also going to be some special guests on that program, including the artist that we're going to take a listen to now. He was a very famous singer in the former East Germany, and then later a very famous entertainer in West Germany. I'm speaking of Manfred Krug. Here he is doing a version of a very famous song by the Animals that was called the House of New Orleans. In German, Es steht ein Haus in New Orleans, that was released on the Amiga label in the GDR.
Es steht ein Haus in New Orleans, ein Haus weit ab vom Glück. Dort warten sie schon lang auf ihn, doch er kommt nie zurück. Wollte mit ihm gehen.
Es waren zwei Königskinder, die hatten einander so lieb. So weiß,
sein Vater war so black. Du kriegst das Weib um keinen Preis. Verschwinde oder verreck. Schrie, oh Leute, haltet an. Sie schlugen ihn tot, die Sonne schien, sie schien für jedermann.
Manfred Krug from the former GDR, that's East Germany, with Stettin House in New Orleans, and you probably know the melody, of course, was a very big hit for The Animals. A number of you have been suggesting that we don't play enough classical music on the program, so I thought I'd give you a fix right now. This is the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra, and a very famous piece, which is absolutely phenomenal. It was originally released by Radio Nederland in 1998. It's George Frideric Handel's Royal Fireworks.
Thank you.
recorded live in Amsterdam at the Concertgebouw. That's the Concertgebouw Orchestra playing George Frederick Handel's Royal Fireworks. Anyway, we're nearly at the end of this week's program. Once again, if you want to listen to this program again or past editions of Happy Station and other programs from PCJ Radio International, you can visit our website at any time, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. The program is usually uploaded on Sunday at some point after the first transmission of the program. Now, we're going to end today. We've been all over the place, haven't we? We've had some music from Taiwan, some classical music from Amsterdam performed by the orchestra, the Concertgebouw, music from the GDR, a Jewish Christmas song, and other things as well. We're going to end today on a bit of a Latin beat. This is also a recording that was released by Radio Nederland. It's the Latin All-Stars, from an album called The Latin All-Stars in The Hague, playing a selection of well-known Latin American classics as well as Cuban songs like the one we're going to close off with today. The song is called Si Boné. Si Boné. What does that mean in English? It doesn't mean si, yes, boné, nice. No, that's Si Boné. It's a place in Cuba. Anyway, long story. We'll get into that another time. Anyway, on behalf of everyone that put the program together this week, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you all, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Bye.